Can you talk a little bit about what we know about predictors of benefit from adjuvant chemotherapy, both histology as well as tissue biomarkers?
Yeah, I think that that's a really important issue because even if you look at the best outcomes that we have, probably absolute improvement in the 5-year survival with adjuvant chemotherapy may be between 5 and 15% points, which means that there are a substantial number of patients that are cured with surgery alone, and also a substantial number of patients that will ultimately have relapse and probably die of their disease despite the administration of adjuvant chemotherapy. So it would be great if we knew who's going to be cured with surgery alone, who's going to relapse despite the administration of chemotherapy, and those would be candidates for clinical trials, and who are the patients that are really going to benefit from the chemotherapy, and they should be treated with a cisplatin-based regimen. But unfortunately, we don't have that. So we end up treating everybody on the hope that we're going to benefit the ones that are very sensitive to cisplatin and will have their micrometastatic disease then eliminated by adjuvant chemotherapy. I think that probably the strongest data out there in patient selection comes from analysis of the EAL trial and the value of ERCC1. In that trial, as was already known perhaps through other data, because ERCC1 is involved in the repair of cisplatin DNA damage, it was postulated that patients that had high levels of ERCC1 would be resistant to the adjuvant cisplatin chemotherapy. And sure enough, all the benefit in that trial, at least on the group of patients that they were able to evaluate, seemed to be coming from the patients that were ERCC1 negative. And the patients that were ERCC1 positive then would be able to repair the damage from cisplatin and consequently be less sensitive to the adjuvant chemotherapy. However, ERCC1 levels represents an interesting biomarker to be evaluated because, on the other hand, patients that are ERCC1 positive seem to have a better prognosis. And one can postulate that perhaps they have better mechanisms for DNA repair, which makes their tumors perhaps less unstable. But the fact is that patients that were ERCC1 positive, although they didn't benefit from adjuvant chemotherapy, their overall outcome was almost identical as patients that were ERCC1 negative and received adjuvant therapy, and both were superior to patients that were ERCC1 negative patients that did not receive adjuvant therapy. I think that's the best data over there, out there. There is obviously the meta gene from Duke University, which is quite complicated, but it's actually being now evaluated in the context of a clinical trial by CLGB as well.
Are other groups or have other groups looked at ERCC1, and do you think it's sort of ready for prime time in terms of...
No, I don't think it's ready for prime time. I would love to see that reproduced by other groups before we can incorporate and embrace that as definitive.